Hello, my name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day. At a minimum, studies say that 1 in 3 Americans wrestle with anxiety. If that's true, then 1/3 of you listening are dealing with anxiety on some level, which is a huge percentage. And since we live in a world surrounded by anxiety-inducing issues, we must constantly return to the words of our King, who reigns over all. He says, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body and what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them all. Are you not of more value than they?" That's Matthew 6:25-26. First, we must understand that Jesus delivers these words to his disciples. And when he says, "Do not be anxious," he's not surprised by their anxious hearts. In fact, he assumes his disciples will battle anxiety. Notice Jesus' rhetorical question. "Look at the birds of the air," he says. "They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them all. Are you not of more value than they?" And the resounding and obvious answer to that rhetorical question is yes. You are worth far more than a sparrow. You are worth more than a forest of sparrows. God loves you more than all the earth's sparrows. See how Jesus' method of dealing with our anxiety is to draw us towards the love of God? There's something about the love of God that quiets our anxieties and brings peace to our soul. Now, there are two ways to misinterpret Jesus' illustration of the sparrow. The first is to think that you can flit about your life without a care in the world and God will just do everything for you. But that's not at all how this works. Sparrows are some of the busiest creatures out there. As Martin Luther so aptly put it, God provides food for the birds, but he does not drop it into their beaks. So Jesus is in no way teaching us to be flighty or lazy. And the second way to misinterpret Jesus' illustration is to think that if you trust in God, then nothing bad will befall you. But every year, there are countless birds that die from starvation or exposure or predators or whatever else. Jesus is not teaching that life will be free of pain. In fact, the illustration isn't about suffering at all. It's about God's provision. If it is God who provides for them, and he cares so tremendously more for you, then much more will he provide for your needs. God's love towards you is tremendous and beyond measure, so do not worry. And consider the definition of anxiety. According to Oxford Dictionary, anxiety is defined as the state of feeling nervous or worried that something bad is going to happen. So hear that. Worry is a form of fear. It's a fear of uncertainty in the future. Listen now to what the Apostle John writes about fear. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love." It's 1 John 4:18. So follow this logic. If anxiety is a form of fear, and there is no fear in love, then what we need to understand more completely, more experientially, is God's love for us. And I believe that's exactly what you see Jesus doing in this illustration of sparrows. "Do not be anxious, because God loves you, and because in his love, he will provide for everything you could possibly need. So when anxieties arise, remember the sparrows. When you see that there won't be enough money to make rent, fear not. God loves you, and he will care for you. Be busy like a sparrow, and one way or another, God has a good plan to meet your needs. And hasn't he always provided? Do you trust him? When you worry that people are not going to like you, or that they will treat you poorly, fear not. God loves you, and he will care for you. Does it really matter what people think if you are being faithful to him? Do you trust him? When your body starts doing things that it shouldn't, fear not. He loves you and he will care for you. He has a better body waiting for you. And if he were to take your life, he will care for those you leave behind. Do you trust him? How we can trust the God that loves sparrows. And if the creator of the universe takes the time and energy to love little insignificant birds, how much more does he love you? How much more does he love those for whom his son has died? More than we know. Instead of fearful anxiety, trust him and rest in his love. My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.